Jetzt gibt es Type Radio.
Hello, this is Type Radio. My name is Paul van der Laan, and now we're talking.
Are you competitive?
Oh yeah.
That's clear. And well, who? With who? Who do you compete with?
Well, I mean, it was maybe now it's not so much more of an issue, but initially when I was a student, I really wanted to be, especially of course in type design then, type design courses, I really wanted to be the best of the whole class. And of course when you're with a big group of students, then yeah, you're just looking at the other people and thinking, well, wow, that's quite good. And you're like, oh shit, I really have to make it better. So for me, competition is keeps you focused. That's I think to me one of the most important aspects. Although since I've become independent, just my own company, I don't have, I don't know. Competition is maybe in a different way, or most of the people I know who are also designing type are very good friends, and I don't consider them competitors in relation to me, and so maybe I have more. Well, I achieved my goal of becoming a type designer, making sort of my making a living out of that, and now I'm a bit more relaxed about it. But I used to be quite competitive, yeah. So.
And why did you start teaching?
For the
I was just asked. I think. Well, I don't know exactly why, but it just happened that when I finished the course in type design in 2000, this whole type of media course was slowly also developing into something a bit bigger. And I initially just went there to, or Jan Willem Stas, the head of the department, just asked me initially to, do some classes, just maybe five or six classes in photography. And that was basically it, that's how it started. And from that, also with the way that the type of media course just expanded, also my whole, profession as a teacher expanded then too, because every year there became more and more lessons, and they asked, well, can you do that, and can you do that? And I just, started to really like it too, of course, because if you don't have a passion for it, you mustn't become a teacher at all, of course.
So, but what's the attraction?
I really
for
like...
For you personally?
Yeah, no, I really, really like... the good thing about teaching is that you have to think on your feet. It's really about... You're confronted with work that other people do, and you have to instantly react on it. And you can be confronted with something which is completely out of... something that you really, really would not come up with yourself. And maybe you don't really, feel aesthetically attached to. But still you have to, of course, completely separate that and give people a very, just a proper feedback. And to me, that's for me the really the fun part, the looking at something that they come up with, something completely fresh. And sometimes you can be maybe a bit disappointed, or it's best, of course, when you're completely stunned and you're looking at something that you think like, wow, this is incredible, this is so beautiful. Or
do you ever feel competitive then?
No, absolutely not. No, I mean, that would be really bad if you're as a teacher to feel like that. I mean, that's no. I mean, there's. It's much more about looking at the work, analyzing it, and immediately giving feedback. The best teachers that I had were made me look differently to things. And I would just wish that I could achieve that same effect too to my students. And so
why do you think there are so few women type designers?
Because it's boring.
Well, that sort of applies for men too.
Because men are boring. There you go.
I don't know.
In your class, well, is there how many? I mean, how? Is it quite balanced, or is it?
The majority tends to be male in all the years so far, I think, or with the exception of my own when I was studying myself that year, because we were
the
with
four people, yeah,
and there were three girls, and I was the only male in the group.
And are those women?
Well, one married to Fred Meyers.
Okay.
So in a way, she still is in tile design. The other two, I think they're more, well, they came from a graphic design background and are now still into graphic design too, but have just a good knowledge about how type works. But I think, well, in a way, type design is in a sense. I just joked about it. It's boring, but it's something that really, it's such a strange profession, and I have this sort of passion for it, and that's just me. But I wouldn't really advise other people on the street, like, hey, you should be type designer because this is such a cool profession. To me, it's still something a bit weird. It's a specialization in a specialization, almost in a specialization, like from graphic design, which is already something that, well, you can't really tell a layman about what graphic design is. Most people don't really understand what that's all about. So you have graphic design, then you have this layer of typography, which is a sort of specialization within graphic design, which is even harder to explain, and then you have type design, which is, well, goes completely out of place probably the question with lots of people to understand what it's about. So it's such a weird profession that I can imagine it doesn't really appeal to a lot of people. So, but why it doesn't appeal to more, why it doesn't appeal that much to women than to male, I don't know.
If you had a chance to do something else than what you're doing now, what would that be?
Well,
weird profession.
Well, when I was in secondary school, I initially wanted to become something, or my subjects were maths, chemics, physics. So
you're a beta guy.
Yes. Although later on I found out I could learn some languages too, but initially I thought I wanted to go to university to study something with computers more. I had a big interest in a fascination for computers at that time already, and I thought, well, I went to an open day of the university in Amsterdam to see what they would offer with these studies in computer science. And I went there for one day somewhere in Amsterdam, and it was so completely boring. It was utterly boring what they were presenting there. And I thought, oh my God, no, this is not what I want to do. But still, I didn't have a clue then what else until I met this friend who just two years earlier went to the academy. So I guess I would have become a programmer or something like that.
So, and do you live up to your parents' expectations?
I don't think my parents have had a clear expectation about what I was. My parents are very, very relaxed in the sense that they didn't blink an eye, or they didn't even ask funny questions about why I wanted to become go to an art academy, for instance. They were always very, very, yeah, just very supportive.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, three. So we have, in total, like all my other brothers too, they went different ways, and I think my parents, they just felt like, well, it's going to turn out okay anyway, so they didn't worry at all about anything that I actually did. And like I said, they were just very, very supportive about it, so I don't think they had expectations, and yeah.
Do they appreciate your work?
Well, they don't really understand it, of course, but they, when I tell my mom that I had won this prize in Germany for a resident, or when I'm traveling to conferences or doing lectures at conferences or doing workshops in somewhere in Europe, of course it makes them really feel, well, yeah, of course they can really appreciate that. They think, well, that's I'm the only one in the whole family who's living such a life in a way. My other brothers are more, well, they have 9-to-5 jobs, and I'm the odd one out who's getting up at late in the morning and going to my studio and maybe live or maybe work for until in the evening or sometimes later, so I have this completely different lifestyle. But in a sense, they like I said, they don't really understand what type of design is really about. But at least they think it's great, of course, that I'm able to go everywhere and make a living out of it.
Anything more?
Lots more.
Let me see. Let me check the list.
Well, do you collect?
Oh yeah.
What do you collect?
Old computers. It's a bit funny because here in the conference now the theme is play, and well, they have this collection of old consoles here downstairs, which is, well, it became really fashionable about 5 years ago to have all these old 8-bit computers again, and but it's also a bit of a hype, perhaps, I don't know, but I'm interested in how much of these people are really caring about or really do care about these old games and these old consoles and what you could do about with it. And my first computer was a ZX Spectrum Sinclair from 1982, and I still run emulators for it on my Mac, doing stuff for it, just a little bit toying around with it. Like I said, I had this interest in programming, computer science, and I still like doing that.